Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
11:32 on this Masters Sunday. Dan Reardon will be joining us from Augusta in just a bit at 11:45. Right now, we are joined in his normal slot. The Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, is with us. John, good morning and thanks as always.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just been catching up on the Cardinals and night by night following this team. And it has been a season of just kind of, you know, hanging in, wouldn't you say? I mean, this has been a tough schedule. You've been dealt some injuries. Your pitchers are doing that very thing, actually. They are giving you an opportunity to win games. I would start with that your starters are, I think, where you wanted them to be.
No, I definitely think there's, you know, a lot of positives in regard to that. You know, clearly you want to find ways to win baseball games. And in the end, that's how you're judged. But, you know, I feel like right now we find ourselves in every game, which is encouraging. I mean, there were times last year where you just didn't really feel like you always had that sort of optimism or belief that you were going to have a chance to win. You know, last night was a tough one. You know, it was a good baseball game, but just on the wrong end of it. And I think from a, you know, pitching standpoint, our rotation is going to continue to get better. Obviously, adding Sonny Gray this past week and allowing him to go deeper into a game, I think, is going to be helpful as well. Bullpen's been strong. So just from a pure pitching side, it's, you know, that's encouraging. You know, and just want to find ways to get our offense really going. And, you know, I think that's going to be something that's going to be important. I think getting new Lars back, Newt Barr, is going to be helpful. And, you know, I think, you know, speaking with Ollie yesterday, you know, certainly feel like we have the right pieces. Now we just got to let them go and start playing and getting into their normal routines. But, you know, getting the guys on the corners going is certainly going to be helpful as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you have a couple of MVP candidates, which you do, in Goldschmidt and Arenado, not to mention Wilson Contreras, you know what he can do on any given day. Those are three really good ones. What do you see there? I mean, Goldie had a couple hits yesterday. Arenado launched one to the moon on Friday and it looked like he had to feel good there. He got all of that one. What do you see there out of your big boys?
Yeah, I definitely think in Nolan's case, a little bit of pressing in the sense of like he so desperately wants to contribute and, you know, at a very high level. So I think there was just some frustration with him. And obviously when he unloaded on that pitch the other night, it was probably a massive sigh of relief. So, you know, getting those guys going is important. I think in Goldie's case, you know, he's just still working on his timing and hopefully gets to a place where he feels comfortable in the box. You know, these guys are almost like scientists. They know exactly, you know, how they feel, when they feel right. And, you know, he's certainly working at trying to get to that level and get back to where he knows he's going to be a, you know, middle of the order type hitter. You know, the one guy that really stands out too, just from an offensive standpoint, you mentioned catching, but you know, Herrera is really swinging the bat well and, you know, taking really good at bats. And so, you know, trying to get him into the lineup from time to time too, is going to be where you'll see maybe Contreras DH is, I think, going to be a welcoming thing for us, too.
Yeah, you want to get them at bats. You want to get them reps. I agree. Herrera looks like a hitter. He certainly does. And these young guys, you throw him in that group with Gorman and Walker and Wynn, and certainly Victor Scott has welcomed himself into that group. You're talking about a young core that's growing with these veterans, specifically looking at Mason Wynn. He has, again, shown that he can hit big league pitching. That must be encouraging to you. Did you see that coming?
Well, you know, I will say, as he was coming up, he would always have that sort of learning curve. In other words, he'd struggle when he first got to a level, and then over time he would surpass the level. And so I really feel like last year when we were able to bring him up to the big leagues, he was allowed to have some growing pains then. And I think now you're starting to see someone that's getting more and more comfortable in his role. And I really think the key thing for him is don't try to do too much offensively. In other words, you know, don't look for power yet. I mean, just putting the ball in play, being smart, knowing to hit behind runners, that type of thing is something that, you know, will pay big dividends along the way. And so, but you can tell that this guy oozes confidence. He's certainly feeling a lot more comfortable in the box than he did a year ago. And that's great to see.
Definitely. You also have, just to mention one more hitter, Alec Burleson hits the ball hard. Now he can hit it into places where a glove isn't. I mean, eventually it was going to turn for him. What do you see out of Burley?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a guy like that, the bat-to-ball skill's real. Now he needs some good luck. I think, like, you know, one of the things when you look at a guy that just, you know, tends to hit into bad luck, it can be frustrating. And I think sometimes you see that with him, but you got to, every time you get an opportunity, just take advantage of it and keep doing what you're good at. And that's making hard contact.
Do you feel good defensively about this club? I mean, it looks to me like you have some outfielders who can go catch the ball. Now Jordan Walker is starting to show that ability.
Yeah, it's great to see how he's been playing defensively. You know, I think that just builds confidence when you're able to do that. Clearly, you know, we can put a really strong defensive outfield out there if we want. It's just trying to determine, like, you know, the push-pull on offense. But, you know, ultimately, I think from a defensive standpoint, we've done a better job this year early on. Still a lot of baseball left, but definitely encouraged of what we're seeing from our defense.
There is. I talked to Ollie last hour, and I can hear it in his voice. He feels really good about this team. And I asked him about the difference between last year and this year at this time. He said it's not even close. I mean, how do you feel about last year's team? Obviously, it wasn't a great start, but compared to what you have this year?
Yeah, it's just a lot. Like I think for guys like us that are around it a lot, the vibe's just different. Last year, expectations were high, obviously, and we got off to that disappointing start and really never got back on track. This is a club right now with, I think, sort of a, you know, a very balanced roster in the sense of you have veterans, young guys, and I feel they are gelling and they're getting along, and there's just a much different vibe downstairs in that clubhouse, and that's great to see. And so I think the veteran guys we brought in helped really sort of like change how we think about our day-to-day. And that's been, you know, I think a really good thing. And hopefully, you know, it translates into more wins. But, you know, ultimately, I do feel like when you're just around this team, it definitely feels different than it did a year ago.
You have not been one to complain about scheduling, so I know you're probably not going to start now, but you're also a big picture guy. I would imagine that you know what's coming, that if you could just get through this schedule, I mean, you're going out west again, you can get home. It looks to me, I look at this schedule, it's going to be a little more favorable for you, and not only geographically, but just to be able to be home.
Yeah, I think like a lot of people always ask me about, like, you know, about the schedule and, like, you know, how brutal it is. But the reality is like, we're all playing the same schedule basically. Yeah. And it's, you know, just be patient, and in time, it's going to be in a better place for us. And there's probably a pretty good argument that if you can get some of these West Coast trips out of the way early, in the end, it may help you. Now, I know we finished the season on the West Coast, so it's like, it's hard to avoid it. But the reality is, I think if we can get through April with our, you know, just treading water around 500, then I think there's a chance you could see this team start moving in a very upward direction.
Last thing before we go, and I appreciate your time very much. Just injury updates, if you would. I'll bunch them into pitchers and position players. Let's start with Edmund, Carlson, and Carpenter. How are we looking there on those three?
Let's start with Carlson and Edmund. Both are cleared to begin swinging. So those progressions will start to move forward. And in terms of like when we might see them, I think, you know, this is a pretty important week to see this, how they respond and what steps we can take forward. And then with regard to Carp, you know, everything I'm hearing on him right now is good. He didn't feel like he did something dramatic or that's going to put him out a long time. He was smart. He pulled the plug. And so hopefully he can start swinging the bat some point this week and have a pretty quick return.
You lost Keenan Middleton early in spring training, Drew Rahm at the end of spring training, and Riley O'Brien at the beginning of the year. How are those three bullpen pieces going?
I would say we're taking it slow. Obviously, you know, when we signed Middleton, we really wanted, we were really excited about it in the sense of like, here's a guy that could pitch seventh, eighth, or ninth, you know, so, you know, these are baby steps to get him back, but hopefully that happens. O'Brien, when I spoke with his rehab, Matt, on Friday, he basically just pointed out that, like, he's still feeling a little something, but hopefully by Monday or Tuesday he can take his next steps in his throwing program. So I think those guys are on the right path. Rahm's a little slower, and we're just going to have to be patient. Shoulders can be tricky, and so we'll see where this goes.
Thank you for this. Appreciate your time, as always. Have a great Sunday, and good luck today down in Arizona.
All right, thank you.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, always kind enough to join us with all the information on these Sunday mornings. It's 11:42. When we come back, we go back to Augusta. Dan Reardon, let's get into this leaderboard on this great sports day. All the Cardinals, Blues, Battlehawks, and City information has been laid out there. All the pro teams are playing today. Let's talk Masters with Dan Reardon next.
Broadcasting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.